Up on Cloud 9, written by Anne Fine and read by Jamie Glover.
Stoll's laid out on this strange bed trolley thing. He might as well be waiting for his funeral. There's no blood in his face, no twitching or rolling. He's just a slab of dead meat on a hospital bed. I'm pretending I can't see the tube going in and the tube coming out, or hear the pumping noises in the occasional schlup, like the sheep getting squashed by the hay bales in Farm Freak. Mum hurries in.
So where's his dad?
On his way. One of his junior barristers phoned to say he was just going through to the judge to explain. Mum took a look at Stoll, just lying there, flat out. Not even breathing, so far as I could tell. You could see what she was thinking. Not everyone would say it, though.
Well, his dad's the last person we need.
She'll not forget the time that Mr. Oliver showed up in casualty so furious at being called out of court, he practically started dishing out malpractice suits to all the doctors who'd spent the last 2 hours saving his son's life. And then he turned on me, as if it was my fault for suggesting we played Pirate Attack in the first place. How was I supposed to know Stoll would get so overexcited he'd start yo-ho-hoing and swigging that stuff with a skull and crossbones? Good thing I hadn't said a word about the pathetic knots he'd used to truss me up for the gangplank. If I hadn't been able to move so fast, he'd have been in the mortuary. No, probably best off without Franklin.
Mum grabbed the phone she'd left me earlier and took off down the ward. I didn't bother following to try to listen. No one gets straight through to Mr. Oliver anyway. He's far too important. But even in emergencies, Mum prefers things the way they are. If she can leave her message with Janine, his secretary, quickly enough, she can get off the phone before Franklin snatches it and starts all his arguing. The nurse was bending over Stoll when Mum came back.
I told Janine to stop him cancelling. After all, nothing's happening.
Suddenly superstitious, she went pale and crossed her fingers. So did I, in my pocket, and together we stared at Stolly till the nurse moved off and Mum went on. I told her to tell Franklin we'll stay here till he's out of court. We know what out of court means. Back to chambers for discussions that might go on till midnight, or even later if the case isn't going well. But maybe this time, what with Stoll having done for himself so comprehensively brilliantly, his dad will make the effort to get away sooner.
What about...
What with the nurse still being well within earshot, Mum didn't finish, as she usually does, his daffy mum. So I just answered,
on a shoot, in the jungle.
The jungle?
Nicaragua.
I'm not sure Nicaragua's jungle. But clearly even Mum had grasped this was no time for start geography. To tell the truth, though, she did not look sorry. Esme Oliver is a menace in a sick room. She's the sort of person who would unthinkingly lift off your sterile dressing to wipe off her nail polish, or fetch out her hairspray in a ward full of asthmatics.
But is she on her way back?
No, not yet. They can't find her.
Can't find her? Is she lost?
No, I explain. It's just that her assistant can't raise a signal. You see, she and the photographer have taken the models where there are no landlines in order to get that absolutely authentic sense of lost-in-the-rainforest chic to launch her new range of three-tiered mock python and marabou waterproof... Normally, Mum adores this sort of stuff. She says my bulletins from the world of Esme have been one of the principal compensations for feeding Stolly pretty well every sensible meal he's ever eaten, checking his hair for nits whenever she does mine, and having him sleep over practically every other night while trying to make sure he keeps up with his homework. But this time, Stoll's too white, too still. She cuts me off.
Right, she says. You keep him going till I get back from seeing the doctor.
What does she mean, keep him going? But I don't argue. I just trail her to the door.
The doctors won't talk to you, I warn her. I asked a nurse and she said if I wasn't family, she couldn't tell me anything. So I'll say that I'm family.